Farmer Seth Atwood was past 80 when he tried to sink that deep well by his door, with only ebb to help him bore and bore. We laughed and hoped he'd soon be sane again. And yet instead, young Ebb went crazy too, so that they shipped him to the county farm. Seth bricked the well mouth up as tight as glue, and then hacked an artery in his gnarled left arm. After the funeral, we felt bound to get out to that well and rip the bricks away, but all we saw were iron handholds set down a black hole deeper than we could say. And yet we put the bricks back, for we found the hole too deep for any line to sound. They told me not to take the Briggs Hill path that used to be the high road through to Zor, for Goody Watkins, hanged in 1704, had left a certain monstrous aftermath. Yet when I disobeyed and had in view the vine-hung cottage on the great rock slope, I could not think of elms or hempen rope, but wondered why the house still seemed so new. Stopping a while to watch the fading day, I heard faint howls, as from a room upstairs. When through the ivied panes one sunset ray struck in and caught the howler unawares, I glimpsed and ran in frenzy from the place and from a four-pawed thing with human face.